Christ Jesus. Yes, indeed, I am back. After a hiatus as such, after a break, back in the new improved Bessie, my truck. Yeah, you know, I think I was doing a lot of drive times, and the enemy didn't like them, so just went through a major set of repairs on this truck. Ugh. The joys of living in a temporal world where everything is wearing down due to entropy. Everything falls apart, goes to pot. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Temporal nature of things in a place like this. But you know, it's good. I mean, it's all transitory. It's all passing. So that being the case, don't allow the transitory nature of something to become your focus. You know, I think that's part of the challenge of life and part of what we have to go through while we're here is to face the temporal things that are always facing in front of us, day-to-day basis, wearing down, and yet that's the stuff you have to deal with. And can you, in the middle of that, focus on what is real and what is really true and keep your priorities right as you look to God? Or will you let those other things become your focus? Will you let that which is temporal become your what's on your heart? Where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And we live in a world where a lot of people have put their treasure on a very shaky foundation. Truly everything in this world, everything with time stamped on it, is a shaky foundation to put anything on. Life is transitory in this state and in this dimension. And yet eternal life is available for all that choose to follow Christ and choose to walk with I Am. So, you know, This oneness with the Spirit of God message and reality has been just hitting home more and more for those that are seeking truth. Realizing, and this is a work of the Spirit of God, this is something that God is doing in His people. Realizing that this is in fact available, realizing that this is in fact what we were called to, called to be, called to know, called to experience, called to come into and to live in, realizing that that is the reality of our human experience that God expects for us while we're in this life, for those that would be His and walk with Him. One in Christ, one in Jesus, no separation. To be baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is a natural display of the spiritual reality that you are now one in Him, that you are immersed in Him and He is in you, and there is no separation. That's you're one and the same. So when people see you, they see Christ. An ambassador of Christ is a representative of the Spirit of God in this world. But you represent Him because when people see you, they see Him. It's not that you go and talk about Him. It's not that you go and give people some nice creative explanation about who He is. No, you are fused with His Spirit, and when people see you, they see Him. So such is life and truth. Such is the reality of what we experience in Christ. Such is the desire of the religious system of this world to keep you separate from that. See, part of the goal of religion, of the world system of religion, I should say, is to keep you separate from the reality of you are one in Him. They want to keep God over on one side, you on the other, and for the rest of your life, you're just trying to be good enough. You're just trying to sort of make it. You're just trying to piece that together. Maybe then things will be okay. Maybe if you just show up to the Sunday meetings and the prayer meetings on Wednesdays and the Friday night miracle service and the this and the that. If you just do those things, and then there's also the special sets of circumstances that you need to observe and follow. If you do those things, sure, okay, now you maybe can make it there in 20 years. You know, it's always something somewhere off, somewhere in the distance, something that you just kind of have to maybe at some point attain to. But yeah, it's to realize that eternal life is right now, available right now in I Am. That's a revelation. That's a... it's a reality that most people don't ever experience, because they fall for the lie, and then they keep waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and hoping and waiting, and they never get there. It never happens. They remain separate from Him. And then Jesus in Matthew 7 said, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I don't know you." I'm not knowing that word, know. Same thing like Abraham knew his wife. Somebody knew somebody's... That whole biblical talk that he's not consummated with. He says, "I don't know you. I'm not consummated with you. I'm not one with you." In the realm of spirit, that he is not one with that person. So, when he sees them, he says, "Look, I'm not one with you. Depart from me. You're separate. You're over there." So, you know, the world, the machinery of the world is put to work to keep you separate from Him, to make you separate, to separate you in different dimensions of who you are in your being. So, spirit, soul, mind, your body. So... when God would say, "Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, this is your reasonable act of worship," in Romans 12, when God would tell you something like that, the world would seek to do, what does it do? Always the opposite. So the world would say, "Hey, no, forget presenting your body as a living sacrifice." And what the world will try to get you to do is to present your body as a sewer, to have you with your physical being made one with everything under the sun except God. And what's the byproduct of that? Well, okay, first of all, you know that things outside of what God's parameters have been set, that'll kill you quickly. I mean, we all die. Everybody that comes into this world, in the realm of the natural, we all pass through, of course. Appointed unto every man is a time to die and then the judgment. So we all pass through. That said, you can expedite that process and make it quite miserable if you go the way of the world. This process, I mean, the world will try on each and every level to get you separate from the Spirit of God. In your mind, in your thinking. Why is it that so much of what is out there is designed to pollute your thinking, to pollute your mindset? Why is it they work so hard on that? They put bajillions of dollars and euro and pounds and yen into messages that bludgeon you with whatever it takes to keep you separate from God. That's a fine how do you do. And so you have to make that decision, your free will, in your core. Now look, in the core of who you are, in whatever situation you're in, you can still choose to follow Christ, and that will not be taken away from you. You can still choose to direct your heart towards the Father, and that won't be taken away from you. So like with Mary and Martha running around the kitchen, Mary sitting at the feet of Christ Jesus, Mary sitting at the feet of Christ Jesus, her heart, her inclination, her entire being was turned towards the Father. And in that process of being turned towards the Father, Jesus said that will not be taken from her. Now, look, whatever situation you're in, look at Daniel. Daniel, sold as a slave into a pagan, idolatrous nation, and put into service even to the king of that place. And in the middle of all of that, Daniel, what did he do? Three times a day, on his face before God, three times a day, regardless of whatever was presented to him, he knew who he served. And he was going to make sure that as much as it was up to him, he was going to stay on track. He was going to stay on track. He was going to direct his heart, mind, soul, and being towards the Father. He disciplined his body as well. You can do this. If you, you know, there's a power that's unlocked. And you got to go back and check. There's an older audio. I think it's called Spiritual Alignment. There's a visual that's stuck up there. Go back and check that sometime. It's in the sections on the left side. But if you come into alignment with the Spirit of God in your spirit, in your soul, and in your flesh, you unlock something incredible. That is the place where there is that, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. It's just unhindered because it flows through your entire being, because your entire who you are is lined up with the Spirit of God. It's yours. It's available. It's not something far-fetched. It just makes a decision on your side, on your part, of whom you will serve. So God offers that to His people. These are things that, this should be, if a church was worth its salt, these are the kind of things they should really be telling you. They should be instructing people in the way, in the ways of righteousness. But rather what they do is they give you a system of social controls. And everybody's monitoring everybody else. Everybody's playing Big Brother. Everybody's watching and looking and telling you that you don't quite measure up. How does that work? I think God, too, he's got a pretty good sense of humor about this stuff because of the way that He wires His different people. And with the different skills, different talents, different abilities, one thing I've definitely noticed, too, is like if you're going to follow Him, then you're also going to have to be true to the way that He made you. And in you being true to the way that He made you, that process is going to result in you, in those gifts and talents and abilities being brought to fruition. And other people don't have what you have. Other people have been made differently. They've got a different call. They've got a different focus. So if you're going to be true to what God's made you to do, you've got to do it. Not them. And in you doing that, other people won't necessarily understand it on the level of the natural. But your brothers and sisters in Christ will, because they see the Spirit that's behind it. They know your spirit matches theirs because you're all one in Christ. And as a result of you being one in Christ, they bless you in what you do, and they're there for you. We're there for one another. So, these are interesting days. These are interesting times. What an amazing time to be alive. What an amazing time to be a part of what God is doing. You know, the call, the call for God's people right now is, we have a need and necessity Don't get caught up in the externals. You know, there's going to be a lot of things happening outside and around. Don't get caught up in those. Yes, you can note them. Yes, you can even make the comments that you need to based on the position that God's given you. But don't let them distract you. Don't let them get into your... It's a whole nother satanic tactic. The enemy works very hard to get you on anything but God. When the instruction was, even if it costs you everything, get wisdom. Well, what's the source of wisdom? God is the source of all wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So if it costs you everything, no matter what costs you, get God. Get Him. Get truth. Get life. Truth and life. I was reading some Richard Wurmbrand last night. Good brother. Gosh, what a good brother. And but yeah, he was playing around with punctuation a little bit. He said, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He said, he put a colon there. He says, the way, colon, truth and life. And that is our path. Jesus being the way, truth and life is in Him. And that's what we can know and experience and live in all of the days that we're here. And those days, you know, they may be short, they may be long, it doesn't matter. For us to live as Christ and to die as gain. And then... whatever we do is contingent on whatever the Father would have for us. See, this is where, you know, we stop our planning and we go with the flow of what the Spirit of God is putting us into. So, for us, you know, so often people look to try to figure things out. And it's not going to happen like that. You're not going to figure out these things in your natural mindset. You've got to flow with what God is doing. And where He had you yesterday may not be where He has you today. Where He has you tomorrow may not be, you know, it can shift. It can change. And I think too often people are just looking for, where do I get to park for the next 50 years? It doesn't work like that. God's put you on an adventure here. And part of this adventure is being willing to flow with what He's got for you right now. See, if you try to make it work for yourself in your own way, in your own thinking, in your own planning, you're going to miss it. Because your own planning and your own thinking is ultimately you trying to save your life. And you trying to save your life in this world results in death. God knows where He wants you. God knows what He has for you. God knows what you need. And in order for you to flow with that, you have to come into alignment with Him. You can't count your life dear unto yourself. You can't count your life as something that... you can't have a vested interest in it. It has to be about Him. You forsake all for the sake of the calling of the Spirit of God. How else can you be one in Him? If there's still an element of you, how can you be one in Him? Your whole being turned over to Him, and then Him flowing through that which has been given over to Him. That's more like it. That's more realistic. That's more what the expectation should be. And you know what God will do is He'll allow for the experiences of life to to break us. He'll allow for the experiences of life to destroy that which we trusted in. He'll allow for the experiences of life to strip us to the point where there's nothing left but Him. That you rely on nothing else but Him. There's nothing that you want besides Him. Your desire, my desire, it becomes just Him. That's it. When you wake, when you sleep, when you eat, when you, whatever it is that you may do, wherever it is that you may go, He is everything to you. There is nothing else. And then out of that place, now He instructs you. Now He leads you. Now He guides you. Because He can. Now you're moldable. Now you're shapeable. Now you've given yourself over, and you now can be, He can trust what He puts in your hand. Because He knows that the path that you've chosen. See, God knows the heart, and in that process of Him knowing the heart, He also knows who's faking it. And so the fakers, they don't get the true power of God. They get a delusion. For those that would hold on to their illusion, that's what they'll know. But for those that will choose Him, He'll take them through a set of experiences that will assure that it is only Him. And it's tough. It's hard. It hurts. It's painful. Oh, yes. To follow Christ is pain. And people don't want that. No, people don't want pain. They want... If you want to know what people want, you can watch those late night infomercials in the States where they promise you a perfect fitness and health and a perfect body for $24.95 and 3 minutes a day, that kind of thing. It doesn't work like that. Never has, never will. No, people want shortcuts. There is no shortcuts. There's just one way, and that way is right now in Christ. At the same time too, people want to they want to pay their penance. They want to be good enough. They want to do something in their efforts to merit their salvation, and it doesn't work like that either. We receive that salvation of Christ because He gives it to us. And because it's available in Him, and we're grateful. And but it's on Him, not on us. It's on His blood. It's on His sacrifice. It's on His body being broken and being given as a substitute for us, His blood being shed, and the life that's in the blood, His life being shed for us. You know, my buddy Chandala, he says this, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the blood is in the Spirit. And the life of the Spirit is in the name. I'll say it again. So the life of the flesh... The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the blood is in the Spirit. And the life of the Spirit is in the name. It's in Jesus' name that everything changes. And when you and I are one in Him, which is the reality of praying in Jesus' name, is you are one in Him. You are in Him. In Him you live and move and have your being. In Jesus' name, when you pray in Him, it's according to God's will, plan, and purpose and desire, because it flows through you. There is no separation. So, alas, it's all good. God is in control Right now, yeah, there's a lot going on in the world. Don't worry about it. Don't be perplexed by it. Do what God's got for you to do, what He's put right in front of you to do. Handle that which He has for you, and don't worry about the rest. Pray where He has you to pray. Engage where He has you to engage. Because, honestly, our prayers are what make the difference. When we pray as the Spirit of God has us to pray, it changes things. And, you know, pray one for another. Hold each other up in prayer. And, you know, keep things in the right focus. Keep things on the right track. Don't let this world get you down. It's going to try. Hold on and press forward. And just whenever you doubt, just bring it before the Father. You know, be real. Don't dress it up. Because as you continue to press in, you come to the place where you have that assurance that no matter what, He's there and He's going to take care of you and He's in control. And it's not about us making things work here. It's about us following Christ. So, you know, that doesn't mean that things won't work. That doesn't mean that we won't potentially have some natural success. That doesn't mean that it's not, it doesn't exclude that to follow Christ. The only thing it means is whatever He says, that's what goes. Every day, every moment of your life, from now until the very end. So hey, God bless you guys. I love you. Keep on keeping on. I am going to be traveling a little bit in a few days, but I'm going to try to keep up a little bit more. And hey, thanks to you guys for checking in and asking how we're doing. We appreciate that. So God bless you, and we'll catch up soon. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. Gonna pray until they tear your kingdom down. Gonna pray until they tear your kingdom down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. They'll shout until they tear your kingdom down. They'll shout until they tear your kingdom down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. I'm gonna pray until they tear your kingdom down. I'm gonna pray until they tear your kingdom down. 'Cause I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. Must come down. Come down. must come down. 'Cause I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. Come down. I said they'll shout until they tear your kingdom down. Yeah, they'll shout until they tear your kingdom down. 'Cause I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. 'Cause I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. I said, praying until they tear your kingdom down. I said, pray until they tear your kingdom down. 'Cause I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I said, I heard that voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down.